Book 5, Canto 3, page 401 through 403. If our time vexed affections, thou canst feel earth's ease of simple things can satisfy. If thy glance can dwell content on earthly soil, and this celestial summary of delight, thy golden body dally with fatigue, oppressing with its grace our terrain, while the frail, sweet, passing taste of earthly food delays thee, and the torrent's leaping wine. Descend. Let thy journey cease. Come down to us. Close is my father's creepered hermitage, screened by the tall ranks of these silent kings, sung to by voices of the hue-robed choirs, whose chants repeat, transcribed in music's notes, the passionate colored lettering of the boughs, and fill the hours with their melodious cry. Amid the welcome hum of many bees, invade our honeyed kingdom of the woods. There let me lead thee into an opulent life. Bare, simple is the sylvan hermit life, yet is it clad with the jewelry of earth. Wild winds run, visitors mist the swaying tops. Through the calm days, heaven's sentinels of peace, couched on a purple robe of sky above, look down on a rich secrecy and hush, and the chambered nuptial waters chant within. Enormous, whispering, many formed around, high forest gods have taken in their arms the human hour, a guest of their centuried pomps. Apparelled are the morns in gold and green, sunlight and shadow tapestry the walls, to make a resting chamber fit for thee. A while she paused, as if hearing still his voice, unwilling to break the charm, then slowly spoke. Musing, she answered, I am Savitri, princess of Madra. Who art thou? What name, musical on earth, expresses thee to men? What trunk of kings, watered by fortunate streams, has flowered at last upon one happy branch? Why is thy dwelling in the pathless wood, far from the deeds thy glorious youth demands? Haunt of the anchorites and earth's wilder brutes, where only with the witness self thou roamest. In nature's green, unhuman loneliness, surrounded by enormous silences, and a blind murmur of primeval calms. And Satyavan replied to Savitri, in days when yet his sight looked clear on life, King Dumasena once the Shala reigned, through all the tract which from behind these tops, passing its days of emerald delight, in trusting converse with the traveler winds, turns, looking back towards the southern heavens, and leans its flank upon the musing hills. But equal fate removed her covering hand. A living night enclosed the strong man's path. Heaven's brilliant gods recalled their careless gifts, took from blank eyes their glad and helping ray, and led the uncertain goddess from his side. Outcast from empire of the outer light, lost to the comradeship of seeing men, he sojourns in two solitudes, within and in the solemn rustle of the woods. son of the king, I, Satyavan, have lived, contented for not yet of thee aware, in my high peopled loneliness of spirit, and this huge vital murmur kin to me, nursed by the vastness, pupil of solitude.